I'd like to call this meeting of the Taney County Commission this Monday, July 2nd, 2012, to order, and call on Commissioner Straffes to offer an opening prayer.
Please stand. Heavenly Father, we thank you this day, Father, and we thank you for this great country we live in. Father, we ask you to be with each elected official from the local to the federal level, Father, for you to give them wisdom, Father, that they seek you for any answers, and Father, you will freely give the answers, Father, as we seek for wisdom. Father, we ask you to protect the military families, Father, as their personnel are deployed across the world. And Father, we just ask you to be with each military person who is actively, and Father, that you keep them safe. And Father, we just thank you for this great county we live in, Father. And we ask you to watch over and send the rain. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Mr. Strahan, will you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Previous meeting minutes.
He only has them over there.
Motion for approval.
Second the motion.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve previous meeting minutes dated June 25th, 2012. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. Accounts payable, journal entries, and transfers.
Motion to approve accounts payable, checks 329544 through 329608, warrants 5644. Two transfers, journal entry from county clerk to elections funds, and from transfer station to road and bridge.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve checks number 329544 through 329608, warrant number 5644, journal entry from county clerk to elections fund, and a transfer from transfer station to road and bridge. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, say nay. Motion carries. Payroll.
Motion to approve payroll.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to approve payroll. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. Next order of business is a salary study briefing, and we thought in light of the many comments that are being made outside of this commission, it would be in everyone's best interest if, in fact, we were to brief the elected officials and department heads in the courthouse with what we've been doing and where we are probably headed. And I'd like to call on Linda, our HR director, for some comments. And then Danny, Jim, and I will add to that, and hopefully you'll have a better understanding of what we've been doing and where we're headed. Linda?
Okay, I would just like to go through the process that we have been working on since the last quarter of 2011. I have broken it down into three different phases, so I hope it will let you know what we have been doing. Beginning in October of 2011, the commission asked HR if we would begin a salary study. This was in order to see where the county employees' positions lie as in conjunction with other counties and other businesses, larger businesses around, to make sure that we were right in the ballpark with them. Phase one started with a very lengthy process. I began by contacting other counties to see what they had for a salary administration program, and they were all very willing to share with me. And then I studied their programs to see where we needed to begin. Using a professional salary administration program, grade levels were researched for both salaried and hourly positions. with this program, I did two complete sets of grade levels. One was an average set that would just be right along with other counties, and one was an above average set, just for comparison. Each grade level has a minimum wage and a maximum wage for that grade level. The next thing I did was contact all you guys and ask if you would supply me with materials for job descriptions, and I want to thank you all for doing that. It made my job a lot easier. You were just great. And with that, I provided you with details of what points needed to be answered as far as the job descriptions go. After that, I began to type and write job descriptions for how many different positions in this county. A lot. And once they were completed, I started using a professional grade level ranking system, and it's a kind of a little puzzle of how you rank a job. And so we began doing that, and each position was ranked according to the information that you gave to me. After that, I began putting together a spreadsheet that would have every employee, their position, their grade level, their current salary, and a minimum and maximum wage for the two different studies that were created, and then we presented that to the commissioners. Beginning in January of 2012, the commission and HR began meeting at least once a month in order to work on this spreadsheet. After reviewing it and reviewing it and reviewing it, there were changes made both to the spreadsheet and to some job descriptions as they had more knowledge of things than I did. That was phase two. Phase three was meeting more regularly. I mean, like, I think the last two or three months we've met every Monday and every Thursday. With a few exceptions, but mostly we have. And what we have found is that the commission believes that our employees are the most important assets that we have in Taney County, and they need to be compensated for their hard work and dedication. So we use this study as a tool to make steps towards getting them where they need to be, to at least fit the minimum wage of the study one, knowing that this is going to take some time and it's going to take some steps to get there, but that's where we're starting. I think in this last month or two we've had so many revisions in meeting. I think there was at least 4 to 6 before I started counting them, and then we ended up with 9 more, so we have worked very, very hard. Last Monday the commission was ready to make a decision on this, and due to some circumstances, the day was delayed, and we had to put it off a week. But anyway, the last revision was done on June 28th, and that prepared us to present the information on revision number 9 to elected officials and department heads, and that's where we're at today.
Commissioner Dean. Are you wanting us to make comments on this, Ron?
We're just wide open for whatever we'd like to do. Our principal intent was, because there are rumors out there that are not true or that are misguided at best, we thought it would be, in fairness, because we stated sometime during the process of making the budget or thereafter, that after a few months of sales tax revenues, we'd take a look at where we were at and what we possibly thought that we could do for the employees within this county. Well, that's been a real roller coaster, as you know. The month of May, sales tax was down a little over, I think, 16%, which just scared us all to death. And then in June, it climbed, and it was 20% over what it was the year before. And currently, we're somewhere, I'll look to the treasurer, 1.5-2% above where we were last year. So that basically is 6 months worth of sales tax, which gives us a pretty good indication hopefully, of the year. There could be a number of factors that could change that. Lord willing, it'll be better. Many think that it won't be better, that it'll be worse. But we have also tore apart our budget. And as you all know, in this last budgetary period, we had asked for every officer, every department head to see if, in fact, they could take a decrease within their general county revenue budget of 5%. And we had a couple of departments that did make that mark. Most departments did not. We had one that was over 20%. But that's no longer a factor. We've got past that, and we're looking at with what resources we have, what we can do. It's been, I think, since 2008 when a quarter was given, since the employees have seen a real increase. There might have been something else in 2009, but I know that there was not in 10, nor was there in 11, unless it was an individual office holder who, within their own budget, moved monies around to see if they could help the existing employees when there was someone that left. We have what we believe is a plan that can be paid for, and that's critically important because we're not looking at what the overall dollar amount is within our budget. We're looking at what new revenues that the county's bringing in compared to what expenditures are on an annual basis and whether or not we'll be deficit spending. And it doesn't take very long to deficit spend before you have no money in the bank left at all. And we do not want to put that county, this county, in that position. We have, however, recently made a decision in another area that I believe will save us a tremendous amount of money within what we have designated for legal fees, because we no longer will have those legal fees as we've had them in the past, at least not to the amount that we have been paying. We have monies within two or three other areas that we can also pull from to meet the mark. We're looking at, tentatively, a start time for our employees as of yesterday, I think, if we can do that, that would, in fact, equal what the state has done, and the state has given a cost of living increase of 2% to their employees. So every employee within the county system would receive 2%. For all employees within the county system that are under $34,000 in annual earnings, the commission has agreed, because they're at the lower end or lower spectrum, an additional 3% to bring them up. So we're looking at 5% for the lower paid employees within the county system. And when you add that, that's a fairly significant amount of money. It's certainly more than a quarter. It's certainly more than 50 cents. It's what we consider to be a good stab at what is needed. We are also have looked at those people that, as Danny calls it, have fallen with a donut hole within both the courthouse system and the road and bridge department and throughout the county system, with most being in R&B. There are a few that were in R&B that when others received an increase, they didn't. Same thing happened with four or five people within the courthouse system. So taking all those things into consideration, we believe that we have the funds to do that. We believe that let me restate this, we haven't voted on it. And it's my belief that we all are thinking along the same lines by listening to the other comments that have been made by both Jim and both Danny, that we are going to vote upon that proposal without any other proposals being offered. That doesn't mean that one of us doesn't have something else that I'm not aware of. I don't. The original plan and salary study that was presented by the HR director is way up here. And the county cannot jump from where we're at to get there all at once. It's an impossibility with the amount of monies that are needed to fund the employees within the system for the services that they're providing when it's compared to other counties of first classification within the state. But what we think that we are proposing is a good first step, and that will address some of the immediate needs that certainly our county employees need and have throughout the county system. Now, there has been some talk lately also of what the county had had done regarding loggers as being a conflict with this, or that it was an either-or, and that's not the case. When I came into office, I was presented with a petition that was signed by 177 employees within the county system that the county take a look at the 2% loggers option. 177 employees is a lot of employees within our system. That petition prompted me to ask the other commissioners to take a look at it, and both commissioners believed that we should. And as a result, to do that, before we can even give input, we have to had asked, and I called upon Don Blue to do that, the loggers, people responsible, to do a study for us and to send us what, in fact, it would cost us if we were to take this county from the program that we're currently in to the L6 program. So instead of a 1.5% figuring factor to a 2% factor in determining retirement benefits. We have to let that statutorily lay for 45 days. Anybody can come in and make any comment they want. At the end of 45 days, not exactly at the end, but sometime following a 45-day period, then we will have public hearing or public hearings. That's not been decided by this commission, to garner input from you all and to garner input from the public. Once again, the two are not connected. But we have a proposal on the table, and what we want to tell you is that one way or another, we're going to proceed. And I believe that we should move forward and that we should take a vote on that proposal, and that then that would be set. We wanted to give you this briefing, and we also want to tell you that any of you feel free to come and talk to Jim, or come and talk to me, or come and talk to Danny. We prefer not to do that in a setting where we're all talking. We all have different ideas. We want to hear from you. Some of you have already talked to me. And many, believe me, of the employees within this county system, dozens have talked to me about this and have been talking to me for months. And I think you all know where I stand and where I have stood in the past when it comes to our employees. I feel that the employees are absolutely the best resource this county has. They are the reflection of who we are. And it's important that we take care of them. And we've lost some good employees. And we may lose some more good employees. But by establishing a salary that's a little bit more in line with where it should be, and by utilizing that as a first step, hopefully, to where we can get, we're going to address those needs, and hopefully we'll hold on to the best people that we have in the system. That's the purpose of benefits. That's the purpose of better salaries. It's so that we can attract the best and the finest to offer our constituents in Taney County the services that they need. And each elected officer that's here, you all have your own responsibilities. You all have your own obligations. And I know you all care about the people that work for you. And I thank you for coming. We just wanted to let you know where we're at. It is taking us a very long time to get to this point. But we had to be satisfied first that we were able to pay for what it is that we are proposing. Because this is not just this year. This is every year from this point forward, and that definitely will impact the fiscal side of county government in the future. Guys?
What I would just want to reiterate is the salary study kind of sparked the entire conversation. When we started getting job descriptions and looking at comparable positions to other counties, we realized there were some great discrepancies in who we pay and how we pay them. So there is, like Ron mentioned, what we call a donut hole or areas where some people receive bigger increases than you would think at 2% or a 5%. It's because of their job duties have either changed over the time since our last increase or they missed an increase. And that did happen to a few employees. So Linda's work on the salary study really kind of helped gather all that information for us and then do some comparables to other first-class counties, but not just first-class counties, neighboring counties, because there's a cost of living adjustment. It doesn't cost as much to live here than it does, say, St. Louis. So we didn't take the first proposal that Linda gave us was well over $1 million hit to our budget. It was huge. And we kind of just laughed and said, there's just no way we can afford that. So what we kept on doing is going back to revisions and revisions and revisions to get something that, first of all, that we could afford. Because ultimately, we have to be fiscally responsible. And we went through a very long process in January about our budget and realized that, you know, we don't have a lot of discretionary spending because of some of our commitments we have long-term for the county. So what we had to do is find in the budget where we could cut, and when I say cut, it was because of some other reactions of either insurance changes or like that, that we were able to save money so that we can pay for it this year, but going forward. We are finalizing, and the reason we're not voting right now is because we are finalizing exactly how much we're taking out of each line item. We'll be getting with our auditor and talking about that, the final parts of, before we do this vote. And the other part is, within the budget in Road and Bridge, for example, we had budgeted an increase. It's actually in the budget. But we felt like it would not be right to just give Road and Bridge an increase and not the entire county system. So that's why we've been holding back, is trying to find where we could cut other areas in order to pay for this. Because ultimately, employees obviously are our greatest asset to the county, but we ultimately have to pay for it. And once again, I think that we've come to a conclusion that is fair, making the adjustments based off of their job duties and then doing cost of living adjustments, which is very common to this. The state just rolled one out, and then the cities obviously do that on a regular basis.
A couple things, Danny, before I jump to you that I didn't mention. We definitely need to work with you, Jimmy, because there are things within the contract for that deputy increase that would prevent them from taking any increase from us. So we need your guidance on, or at least that's what we found through
Linda, the supplemental,
how to best move forward. Doing this might be the best way, but we want your input. And I missed part-time employees. What did we do on
2%?
2%. 2% of frauds. Okay.
Well, juvenile department.
We'll talk to Mike about that.
Okay.
And then the other is Mike. That's a specialty we're in. We have an agreement with Christian County, so we need to talk about juveniles because they're treated differently. It's split with the circuit between Christian and Taney County. Yes, Jim.
Can you go over what you were looking at there again? I know you said under 30,000.
I'll do that. Yes, I'll do that. Our threshold was, if you're 34,000 and above, it's the 2% increase that was decided upon at this time. If you're under 34,000, whether that's a salary or whether it's an hourly wage to get you to the salaried figure, it will be an additional 3% on top of the 2. Am I saying that right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And let me give you some reasoning why. That income bracket was hardest hit when the fuel prices went up, when we all know that groceries cost more. That income bracket that we pay those employees making $10, $11 an hour were affected worse than anybody else. And so we should have been doing cost of living adjustments annually, but we didn't, and so this is why we're trying to make up for those previous years of adjustments. But obviously, I think if anybody buys groceries or pays cash, you know how much it costs now.
Dan, you had comments?
Well, I want to explain, when we talk about individuals that were caught in the donut hole, as we call it, that period of time in 2008 where there were several large increases in salary, because before that time the revenue stream was up, and there was some, I know of at least 9 individuals that were hired in Road and Bridge that ended up not receiving that increase because of the time frame where the raise was given was a month later or so. So each time that we have looked at the increase from when I came into office, it was $8.50 an hour is what we started people off at. And so at that point, we started raising, and now $10 an hour is what they start most people off. And I think the sheriff's department is $10.50, if I'm not wrong about that.
That's correct. I'm sorry.
But anyway, what has taken place recently is what we want to prevent. As the employees receive experience from the county and become more of a benefit to the county, we do not want to become a training ground. And that's what we've become, as we haven't been able to give increases in salaries. We have real good employees that had worked here for 3 or 4 years, and I'm talking about in Road and Bridge mainly, where I spend a lot of time out with those guys. I know every department has that. As your employees become seasoned into their job, they become more valuable to that position. So we did not want to become a training ground. And so that was a big part of this decision-making process as we went through the salary study to try to equalize that. Basically, these two gentlemen have said most everything that I had planned on speaking on, but I did want to explain the few individuals that would receive a little bit more than the two and the three that ended up in that position, and that was the reason. It was because they had been here from the very beginning without a raise.
And, Jim, we've got to do the exact problem.
Just real quickly here, what I would like you guys to do, we are we've been in the executive session a lot this last multiple months. It's because we're talking about individuals, and that's exactly, I mean, we went line by line. I mean, I have my sheet of every employee, and we talked about each employee based off of what we found and some comments and things like that. What we want to do is meet with you individually. That's the best way to handle this, because each department, each individual was handled uniquely. And so what I would ask is we've got two issues. We've got Board of Equalization, which starts this today, and that's why we had to squeeze you in earlier than normal, a normal time, and didn't give you as much notice, because BOE starts for us, which starts at 1 o'clock today. But what I'd like you to do is work with Nikki. If you want to visit individually, please set up a time. We want to share with you our thoughts, our rationale, and how we got to this point, so that you guys understand. And if you don't need with all the commissions, grab one of us individually, and so you can ask the question. We can come. But the sooner we can get these meetings done, the sooner we can act on what we want to on this increase.
Do we really need to? Can I, one of us talk to you?
I just wondered if you had any ideas as to when you might be voting on this, if we had time for it.
Based upon how many of you want to talk to us today.
It may be Thursday, maybe today. Yeah, I'd rather get through everybody before we voted. So between now and Thursday, how's that?
The input that we get from you all is very important, but I have already made up my mind about as much time as we have spent on this, and the reflection that we have got from other, some people have come forward. As a matter of fact, a lot of people have come forward and talked to us about this. So that's, I'm hoping that we can get something done quickly.
It's my hope that we vote today based upon what our preliminary proposal is, John, and that if there are changes within that, we can amend what we vote on today after discussions with commissioners. But it's my hope to get at least what has been presented today, and these individual extra things that we need to talk about, obviously those are going to have to be a part of that and noted. But let's move, because
you call recess, and
we've got an 8:50 executive session meeting on personnel that
we'll go to executive and call it recess. That's okay. We're going to go to executive, then we'll call recess, and you want to catch us in the hallway. Motion to go to executive pursuant 610.021.3, personnel.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. The county commission going to executive session pursuant to section 610.021, subsection 3, personnel. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Danny aye.
Jim aye.
And Ron aye. All opposed nay. Motion carries. We'll stand in recess for 5 minutes, guys.